Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So part two is taken from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This mantra that I chanted was sung by Lord Chaitanya when he was preaching in Benares. After he converted the Mayavadi sannyasis, headed by Prakashananda Saraswati, there was a huge kirtan. And all the people of Benares were roaring the holy name of God. And Lord Chaitanya was singing this mantra. Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that we concentrate on two mantras. Repite. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasari Gaura Bhakta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Then he says we should add this mantra. Haraye Nama Krishna. Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram. Sri Madhusudan. And he says, especially in Mayapur, we should be chanting these three mantras. But we can do it also here in Chota Mayapur, Santiago de Chile. Sí. So there was further talks between Lord Chaitanya and Prakashananda Saraswati. Because the Mayavadis are very fond of the Vedanta Sutra. So they wanted to hear from Lord Chaitanya what was the correct understanding of Vedanta Sutra. So Lord Chaitanya told them that the purport of Vedanta Sutra is very difficult to understand, especially for an ordinary person. But the author of Vedanta Sutra, Srila Vyasadeva, has written his own commentary. That commentary is Srimad Bhagavatam. So simply by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, any person can clearly understand what is intended in the Vedanta Sutra. So, Prabhupada explains that when an author writes his own commentary, then you get the direct meaning. So we are very fortunate that Vyasadeva wrote his own commentary, which we have as Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam was originally spoken by Narayan. Repite, por favor, Narayana.
Narayana.
Gracias. This is the beginning of all knowledge.
Este es el comienzo de todo el conocimiento.
At the dawn of creation,
al principio de la creación,
Lord Brahma,
el Señor Brahma,
the first living creature,
la primera entidad viviente,
is bewildered.
Está confundido.
He does not know how to create the universe.
Él no sabe cómo hacerlo para poder crear el universo.
So Narayan appears to him.
Entonces, Narayan le apareció frente a él.
After Brahma does many years of penance.
Después de que Brahma hizo muchos años de penitencias.
And Narayan speaks to him four verses.
Y Narayan le habló a él cuatro versos.
These verses are called Chatushloki.
Estos versos son llamados Chatushloki.
They can be found in the second canto.
Ellos pueden ser encontrados en el segundo canto.
Chapter 9.
En el capítulo 9.
From these four verses,
de estos cuatro versos,
Vyasadeva expounded on them.
Srila Vyasadeva se expandió en ellos.
And we now have 18,000.
Y ahora tenemos 18,000.
But those original four,
pero esos cuatro originales,
are the foundation of Srimad
Bhagavatam. Son la base y fundación de Srimad Bhagavatam.
And with those four verses,
y con esos cuatro versos,
Brahma was able to engineer.
Brahma fue, le fue posible armar la ingeniería.
How to create the universe.
Sobre cómo poder crear el universo.
Brahma then told that knowledge to his favorite son Narada.
Brahma entonces después le dijo este conocimiento a su hijo favorito Narada.
And Narada explained it to his disciple Vyasadeva.
Y Narada lo explicó a su discípulo Vyasadeva.
And has come down through disciplic succession.
Y ha descendido a través de la sucesión discipular.
And now we have Srimad Bhagavatam in Chile.
Y ahora tenemos el Srimad Bhagavatam en Chile.
So this is a great day.
Por lo tanto, este es un gran día.
Those devotees who are responsible for this,
aquellos devotos que son responsables de esto,
should be applauded and congratulated. Vyasadeva took everything in the Vedas, and the 108
Upanishads
and put all of that in the Vedanta
Sutra.
But that Vedanta Sutra, being very difficult to understand, because it is written in code form, most people will never be able to understand.
La mayoría de las personas jamás les sería posible poder entenderlo.
So he took all that knowledge,
entonces, tomó todo ese conocimiento,
and put it in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Y lo puso en el Srimad Bhagavatam.
And the Srimad Bhagavatam appears to us in the form of nice historical incidents.
Y el Srimad Bhagavatam aparece ante nosotros en la forma de hermosos acontecimientos.
The Vedanta Sutra is like a very technical book.
El Vedanta Sutra es un libro demasiado técnico.
Just like most of us,
igual que la mayoría de nosotros,
we cannot understand computer code. Unless you are a computer writer.
A menos que seas un escritor de computador.
If you look at computer code,
si usted ve a los códigos del computador,
it makes no sense.
No le va a hacer ningún sentido.
But if you're trained,
pero si usted está entrenado,
then you know what all the series of zeros and ones mean. So the Vedanta Sutra is like that.
Entonces, el
it is in the form of codes.
Está en la forma de códigos.
So unless you know Sanskrit,
entonces, a menos que usted sepa Sanskrit,
unless you have read all the Upanishads, and unless you are big, big brain, Vedanta Sutra will be impossible. But that's not to worry. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is easy. Especially the way Prabhupada has presented it. Anyone can understand this very deep knowledge easily. So we should be very, very thankful and grateful that Krishna sent Srila
Prabhupada
with the purpose of translating Srimad Bhagavatam from Sanskrit into English and now in Espanol. So, who has done the translation work? Who has done? See? You don't know? Srila Virabahu, I know, and others. So they should be offered all obeisances. Lord Chaitanya taught that all the Vedas, including Srimad Bhagavatam, is only teaching three things. What are those three things? Repite. Sambandha.
Sambandha.
Abhideya.
Abhideya.
Prayojana. Sambandha means
Sambandha significa
these Vedic literatures are reminding you of your forgotten eternal relationship with God. And is giving you information how you can rekindle that relationship. That relationship is eternal. It was always there. It's there now. It'll be there in the future. It's part and parcel of you. But I have forgotten. That is called Maya. I am the eternal servant of God. I have a service, but I don't know what it is. It's like I'm in a state of amnesia. I have forgotten my duty to Krishna. But Srimad Bhagavatam, the spiritual master, and this process of Krishna consciousness, gradually it is reminded. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, Jeev Jago, wake up sleeping soul. It's time to remember your eternal relationship with Krishna. So now we come to the second item. Once I am convinced that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, that I have an eternal relationship with Him, how should I act now? Just like when one is a brahmachari, He behaves in a certain way.
Él se debe comportar de una determinada manera.
But if he becomes a grihastha,
pero si se vuelve un grihastha,
he cannot act like a brahmachari anymore.
Entonces ya no puede seguir actuando como un brahmachari.
He has to act like a grihastha.
Él tiene entonces que actuar como un grihastha.
And it's different.
Y es diferente.
As a brahmachari,
como un brahmachari,
he's not supposed to look and talk at women.
Pero se supone que no debe mirar ni hablar con mujeres.
But a grihastha,
pero un grihastha
cannot be like that with his wife.
No puede ser así con su esposa.
No, that marriage won't last.
En ese caso, ese matrimonio no duraría.
He has to look at her.
Tú tienes que mirarla a ella,
talk to her.
Hablar con ella,
and do so many things.
Y hacer tantas cosas.
He cannot claim,
que no puede
I'm brahmachari.
Yo soy un brahmachari.
No, no.
No puedes decirle eso.
So,
entonces,
once you understand that you're the eternal servant of Krishna,
una vez usted ha entendido que es un sirviente eterno de Krishna,
you must act in that understanding.
Debe actuar de acuerdo a ese entendimiento.
That's called abhideya.
Eso se llama abhideya.
The spiritual master gives you activities.
El maestro espiritual le da a usted actividades
to reinforce
para reforzar
your understanding
su entendimiento
that you're the eternal servant of Krishna. Abhideya means you must do these duties.
Abhideya quiere decir que usted debe hacer estas obligaciones.
Otherwise, there is no meaning to initiation. Can we open window? There's some smell that's making me choke. Was something painted? Yes, choking me. Okay, it's all right. As long as we have one window. Gracias. Gracias. Okay? Careful. Hit you in the face. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So abhideya means the spiritual master gives you duties. And these are not debatable. Non-negotiable. You must do these activities. What are the most important? Where is my japa? Good. Yes. Most important. De 16 rondas. Claro. And regulative principles. There is no negotiation.
Con eso no hay negociación.
No excuse.
No hay excusas.
You made vows.
Usted hace votos.
You have to do it.
Usted tiene que hacerlo.
So we must take this very seriously.
Entonces debemos tomar este asunto bastante en serio.
Now we come to the third platform.
Ahora vamos a estar mirando la tercera plataforma.
So if I accept that I am the eternal servant of Krishna,
entonces, si yo acepto que soy un eterno sirviente de Krishna,
and I act accordingly,
y yo me comporto de acuerdo a eso,
what will be the result?
¿Cuál va a ser el resultado?
I should get something out of all this.
Yo debo obtener algo de todo esto.
And this is why Srimad Bhagavatam is not a cheating religion.
Y es por eso que Srimad Bhagavatam no es una religión tramposa.
Because you are not going to get anything material.
Porque usted ahí no va a obtener nada material.
From doing Sambandha and Abhideya,
entonces, por ejecutar Sambandha y Abhideya,
then you are going to get Prayojana. Repite, prayojana.
Prayojana.
Prayojana means love of God.
Prayojana quiere decir amor por Dios.
Love of God is what Lord Chaitanya says. That this is the fifth and ultimate goal of life. The Vedas teach four goals of human life.
Los Vedas nos enseñan cuatro metas para la vida humana.
Religion,
la religión,
economic development,
el desarrollo económico,
sense gratification,
la gratificación sensorial,
liberation.
La liberación.
But Lord Chaitanya says, prema pumartho mahan. Repite. Prema. Prema. Pumartho.
Pumartho.
Mahan. Prema means love of God.
Prema quiere decir amor por Dios.
Pumartha means goal of human being.
Pumartha quiere decir la meta máxima de la existencia humana.
Mahan means ultimate.
Y mahan quiere decir lo último.
The ultimate goal of human life, love of God. Srimad Bhagavatam has 12 cantos. 335 chapters.
335 capítulos.
And 18,000 verses. See. Very good. So Lord Chaitanya concluded.
Entonces, el Señor Chaitanya concluyó,
and when he speaks to Prakashananda,
y cuando él le habla a Prakashananda,
he is also speaking to us.
Él también nos está hablando a nosotros.
That we should study Bhagavatam very scrupulously. And by doing so, you will actually understand the conclusion of all knowledge. And then he said you should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Actually, Prabhupada says, by reading Bhagavatam, you will become attached to chanting. By becoming attached to chanting, you'll become more attached to Srimad Bhagavatam. You will become addicted. You'll be doing both things more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now for part three. Everyone chant japa for a few.